It looks smaller.
Yeah, it's hopefully more high-tech. It's 4:05 p.m. on January 9th, 2013.
All right, so we'll call the Ocala Municipal Arts Commission January 9th meeting to order. Melissa, would you like to do attendance?
Sure. Jan Larson?
Here.
Daniel Yearden?
Here.
Linda Harlow?
Here.
Mary Britt is absent. Pedro Comos is absent. Sarah DeSantis?
Here.
Hey, Tito's here.
We just marked you out.
And Lori is on her way too.
Okay. Jennifer Rines is absent. She's actually excused. Miriam Needham? Present. Matt Wardell is excused. And Kent Weekly?
Present. Okay, approval of the minutes from October and December. Do I have anybody that has any questions? Would you like to make a motion to approve?
So moved that the minutes for October 3rd and December 5th, 2012 be approved.
Do I have a second? Okay. All right. Grants to be presented.
That's me.
That's you.
I'll pass these out. Yeah, thought I was well organized. You can take one of those. That's for you. Thanks. Take one and pass. This is the It Starts in Park student photography contest. This was done, led by the Recreation and Parks Department with the City of Ocala and executed in partnership with the North Central Florida Photography Club. Last year was our first year. This contest was open to all Marion County students, grades 6 through 12, so it was middle school and high school. It was designed to get the kids out into our public space, green spaces, and explore them, and while fine-tuning and gaining photography skills. We executed a free workshop for the participants. The contest itself was free for participants. It had a 3-month submission period, and then I'm seeing I have a little bit of an error on one of these forms. And then we had a judge's critique and awards ceremony. Hey, Lori.
Hey.
Here's, you don't have this. So we were talking about doing a grant recipient report. So I went ahead and created a document and did that for last year's program, which is included in the packet you've received. So you can see the project activity and how many students we connected with. It did generate 82 student works of art. We had a really large attendance at the reception. Our hope is that this grows substantially in this next year. We're hoping that we're going to, you know, have well over, you know, 150 entries and many more participants in the actual workshops themselves.
Melissa, is this something that it's going to be annual and at the same time every year?
Yes, we would like it to be.
Because I can put it on our calendars and
that would be great.
Make sure that they plan for it.
Mm-hmm. That would be really helpful. The participation was kind of hit and miss with the schools. Howard jumped on it and a couple others, but not.
Well, and there's not a whole lot of photography programs.
Mm-hmm.
What about Westport? Did they get involved?
Not a little bit.
They've got a pretty good sense.
They should have been very well represented.
Yeah.
And we did start out the same time last year But we're going to tweak the program just a little bit. We have some feedback from the students. We did some surveys and got some feedback on what they'd like to have for awards and, you know, what they thought of the workshop and, you know, what their interests are and what they would like to learn more about. So we are going to tweak it just a little bit. But for the most part, the program, we feel like we've got something concrete to build upon so we can spend a little more time with the marketing. And if I need to go and do some one-on-ones with some of the teachers, but maybe you can help me tell me who to target. Okay. That would be great.
Does this one have a theme to it?
That's something that we're going to try to tweak just a little bit. It is Reckon Park's goal that it still be focused on getting students outdoors into our parks, our recreational areas. But we're thinking we're going to change the themes, just maybe do some categories this time. Because last year we got a lot of foliage, a lot of flowers, so we thought if we get some different categories, that might inspire a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we had really great participation from the community, lots of support. Tito helped us with some very affordable framing for the students, and Mark Emery did, he provided the big major award and gave the two divisions, middle school and high school, and he took the winners of each division out to the Rudiani property for a morning on-site photo experience. We toured the property and they got to have an on-location shoot with him, and they just were in awe the whole time. So it really hit home, and it was a neat, I took them there, so it was a really neat experience to be right there and see their reactions. And
some of their photography was phenomenal.
There was a wide range. Like, some was amazing, and some was really entry-level. And it was great to have, we had a phenomenal turnout at the reception.
I know.
So for them to see all of the work and to listen to the judges' critique, and their families were there. And
just set bar a little higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we feel very, that it was really well received for first year, and hoping to build upon it. It is dependent upon this grant. The photography club will give us the support through judging and $500. And they've also already, we did a lot. The Discovery Center did all the food for the reception, and we did put a lot of work into it, and I'm just at a point now where I can't be making food for receptions. So, and neither can the rest of the staff. So the photography club has found a sponsor for the food, so that is taken care of. But we do need the OMAC grant to make this happen for the students.
Is this last year's?
It is.
Okay, I just
You're seeing literature from last year.
Okay.
I did the grant recipient report, and kind of deviating a little bit since I do from your money rolls today. I did send this to Mary as well because she was going to fill it out for the Fiddler grant to give us some feedback on how it worked for her. But when you have time, look at it, and I do need feedback from everybody at the next meeting on this document and what you would want tweaked, because we did say we would like a formal report that we hand grant recipients for them to fill out and give us information. Hey, Mary.
So are we going forward with the grant right now, or do you, this is just kind of a...
Well, this is it's both. It's the, I had given a verbal follow-up a couple months back, but this is the written follow-up, and it's the request, the presentation request for funds for this year's program.
For the new year.
Yeah.
So we need to move forward with the approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, I was just going to stay put. That's okay.
Does anybody have any discussion, any thoughts or comments you want to make about the project?
Well, I was at the reception last year. Uh-huh. You were there too, right?
No, I wasn't able to make it that day. Yeah.
It was really nice. The kids were really heavily involved.
Yeah.
People were standing up everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It was great.
Yeah.
So. Where was the reception?
At the Discovery Center.
Yeah. But the quality of the photography was really up there. It was amazing. And if these kids can go from middle school and keep pushing themselves right through high school, if it's an annual event, I think it's really a nice
thing. Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second.
All right. So the $500 grant for the It Starts in the Park student photography contest has been approved.
We should vote. We should still vote.
I'm sorry.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now we've approved it.
Melissa, just one question. Is this on? Is the application online someplace? I know some kids that might want to.
For the contest.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Not yet. When,
no,
when
but
is the timeline?
I'll have it, it's March is okay. When it opens, March 1st, and I'll have that at the end of the month. I'll bring it to the February meeting, and I'll also email everybody a copy. Maybe if we can work together, if you can help me a little bit with the connection to the schools. Wally Wagner helped me last year.
Couldn't the public couldn't Julie Sheely and all them help as well? They have on some of our students as far as getting the information.
If you can help with some follow up with that, that would be wonderful for
me?
Us.
Yeah,
I could.
I'm actually meeting with them shortly, so okay.
That would be wonderful.
And it needs to go on the MCA site as well. So just those kind of
field
things.
Downtown.
Field downtown. You know all that.
We'll post it on Facebook.
All right, do we have any other grants that we need to go over?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This isn't a proposal, but, you know, I was going to put the Fiddler on the Roof one through the new form. And I did run into one thing that I thought we might look at as a change.
Sure.
It really not only affects us, but I think most of our applicants, is that there isn't any place to put down, I mean, it asks for how many people got paid through the project, but it doesn't say anything about volunteers.
Mm.
And so many of us work primarily with volunteers. As a matter of fact, a lot of the proposals won't have any individual that got paid. And so if there was some way to recapture, like on a standard show, because our productions, they're in rehearsal for 7 weeks and perform for 4 weeks, I mean, we'll end up with, between the people that build the sets and the costumes and the actors and the technicians, we'll end up with probably maybe 300 volunteers that put in a lot of time, and we track their time too, so we could say that they donated 5,500 hours or something like that. And so I think that the vast majority of the applicants could show an impact if you included volunteers.
Isn't that kind of needed for your getting money for us? I mean, isn't that needed?
Yeah,
like how many volunteer hours
is
your putting in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, I thought it was pretty, there were a couple times when I wasn't sure how to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the one thing that I think would really benefit almost all the applicants by being able to say that it's because when we say the audience served, we don't include those people because they're actually the ones that are presenting the production.
So are you suggesting that on the second page, where it says individuals benefited, and then it lists compensated, and then audience, attendees, participants, learners, that we have a third gray area for volunteers, and then maybe the number, it could be adults and youth, and should there be a total number of hours?
Yeah, I think the hours is significant because you get some individuals.
Yeah,
I mean, you can have two or three volunteers, but have a couple hundred hours of volunteer time.
Yeah, the actors in a regular show average 200 hours apiece. So in a show like Fiddler on the Roof, where we had 35, 40 cast members.
And we wouldn't want an application coming in saying it's got three volunteers. You think, well, it's insignificant. There might be somebody that's gave an entire month of their time to come help or something. Yeah.
So do you want a number of hours or number of volunteers or both?
I would do both.
I think we want both.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would give this as this should be like right with the packet of
The
so that they kind of look,
and,
okay, I'm going to need to know this, so maybe they'll.
Yeah, because I imagine a lot of organizations don't really track the
hours. But if they know we're asking for it, then maybe
if
they'll
you included it in the
give us a heads up.
Thing, mm-hmm.
Do you
know
the value per hour?
Well, the state and the tax, the way the state and the tax code independently work is that if they are not working in their field of, if you're not donating artistic services, if you're ushering or acting or something, you can only really value it at minimum wage. But if they're an accountant that's donating accounting services or a photographer that's donating, you can actually value it at what their normal services fee would be. So I don't know whether that...
I just make more work for the people than would be value for us. At the end of it, if we ever got to the need for it, it'd be nice to be able to say that we were involved with X amount of thousands of volunteer hours, you know, in the community. It would, I don't know, as far as applications and that, how much
I
they
think that'll apply. Make the most impact with city council and, because eventually my goal is to be putting in money for the budget to supplement the TAG fund, so...
Well, I'll fill one of these out for the OAG for the Appleton event.
Well, I was going to say, where do we get these? Because I need to do one.
Well, I just created it.
Oh, okay.
So we were test driving for these.
I know I need to.
So do you? That's a wonderful addition to the form, and I can get that accomplished within the next week, and then I can email it out to everybody, but perhaps everyone should take it home, though, and still review it thoroughly, because there may be some more suggestions. And do you remember which areas you said something about, Mary, some were unclear?
Yeah, and since it's meant to cover all types of applicants, it's really hard to make it.
Yeah.
I understand it's hard to make it. More specific, and I run into this with a lot of other ones too, but because it says original works of art created, and then it says include literary, performing, visual, and multidisciplinary. On the state grant, that would say one, because we did one production, but I did 22 performances of it.
Right.
So the way the state does, you have to do the final, I mean, if you do an exhibit that's open to the public for 6 or 8 months and whatever, it's still just one exhibit. And then there's a later question that says, you know, how many, like in this case, how many public performances. So the way that I figured it out, where it says number of concerts performances,
that's where you put.
I put zero for original works because it's not original.
Mm-hmm.
Although it sort of is, it's a production. It would be, the wording that, and I could download this for you because I think it's on the website, but it says how many events.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's how many performances of that event. Because then the event covers
your... You don't box yourself.
Yeah. Your inclusion here of literary performing, you still would leave all that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the event... I was confused when it said original.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't you just say number of events?
Yeah, that's what it says. How many?
And then down here it would say number of concerts, performances, or events.
Like when I do the final report on our grant for the state... If I'm talking about the signature series, we have 5 shows. So the number of events is 5. The number of performances is 97. So that it's 5 different things we did, and then how many times you actually made it available to the public.
I think it is, though.
So if it was one art exhibit that was open for a certain number of days, it would still just be one exhibit, but that you'd have access. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think it's important, though, to know more so what is an original work of art. Like if we're driving new Crete.
You could ask that, though. Was this original work of art? Yes, no.
Why don't you just put that in another question?
Another one.
Because then this would fit everybody. Not just one thing.
Okay. So it's just in the number one, take out the... A word original, and then we'll ask that question.
Or number of events, right?
Well, it could be works of art.
I
was just saying that the state uses the word event, but it could be works of art because they're all.
Because then it takes care of visual and performing, and yeah, it's all inclusive.
And then, so then I answered for number of concerts, performances, reading. That's where I put in the 22.
Mm-hmm.
And. Let's see, exhibitions curated, just zero. I put down zero anytime. Or do you, it takes NA. Would you rather have a say NA or zero? Oh, I guess they mean the same thing.
Well, I left ones that didn't apply for the photography contest. I left it blank.
Okay.
But NA, I think, would
say it all.
Say it all, too.
Well, and the nice thing about asking them to And I think you can make the software require an answer,
mm-hmm.
is that you know they didn't forget it. Because mm-hmm. there's times when I'm going through these, it's like, oh crap, I got to get the I have to get the file out and look at this, and then forgot to go back and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point before you can save it at the end, I don't know if you don't want it to not let them proceed on it. Oh, well, that might just be too complicated.
Yeah, because what I've run into, even when I take the PDF forms and do make them a fillable form, half of the people I send it to come back correctly, and half of them come back as almost gibberish. It depends on what software versions they have on their computer. So I think it's better for us if these get printed and I get a hard copy back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do the PDF fillable forms, because it's just...
That's a good idea.
I've run into that with the directory that we've been working on. I get half of them come back as gibberish. And I can figure it out, but I would rather have a document that's ready to put into a binder, into our files.
Right, and they'll all be the same format.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing I had was under the line on the second page, it says audience attendees and my participants. Because that would include the volunteers then.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah. So that total has the volunteers then.
Okay.
Participants, whether they be paid or volunteers.
Put the volunteers in there. Okay.
I just misread that. It's correct the way it is.
Okay.
But I think this is great because it gives us a lot of data.
Mm-hmm. And it's standardized.
And it's easy to fill out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was pretty.
It's not overly complicated.
No.
So they'll do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's the big thing.
I was trying to remember who we're working with and that.
People that they're not going to have a grant and hasn't given them a report.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, and this is great because I knew I needed to do it, and this would be easier than what I was thinking I was going to do.
I was going to create a book or something.
Yeah, Lori.
Melissa, I'm backtracking a little bit. I forgot to ask you a question.
That's okay.
In my past experience with having to work with the school system in several projects,
mm-hmm.
Lead time is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so when is this form going to be ready for the start in the park, everything about it, because if it's going to be shot in March 1st through the 15th, it needs to be in these teachers' hands by February 1st, really,
at
the latest.
That's where we're at. I was hoping to... I have a little bit of work that I have to go back... I have to do over the next week or two, and then I'm going to go back to the next board meeting with the camera club, which is at the end of the month, and then I'll be good, ready to go. We have to finalize a couple things, like the categories. And
if you can get me that... Because public ed is really good about getting it to the teachers.
And Miriam, you know, is head of the art for all the art teachers,
okay,
too. So she can...
Yeah, so we can, just so we have the paperwork for
we can make that happen.
Or make that happen?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you two knew each other.
We don't know each other.
Yeah,
that's
I was saying,
because...
Nice to meet you. Miriam, you're last
name.
Needham. Oh, okay, yeah, of course I know.
I thought Needham when she was...
Yeah, this is Lori's first official board meeting.
I thought I'd mentioned...
And Lori's in person. That's okay.
I appreciate any help I can get.
But you already got it covered. So
yeah, they'll probably get in touch with her anyway.
Yes.
I'm happy you
I didn't
want to covered.
Say that, but I knew.
You knew where it was going.
Yeah, I would get it if Julie got it.
That's right.
Lori's our representative for the Marion Cultural Alliance. John Sotomayor resigned, I think, back in October. We received the letter, and then Lori... was appointed by Marion Cultural Alliance, and she's also going to be the chairperson for this year for the Marion Cultural Alliance. So, and she assists
with... She's very right about, we had this discussion this morning at a meeting that Sarah and I were in. The teachers do plan out...
Very far.
You know, some of them all year long.
Yeah.
Some, you know, 3 or 4 months in advance, some maybe only 9 weeks, but the sooner they get the information. But by putting it on the calendar, now that I know that this is going to be an annual event, you know, we'll put it on their calendar so that they see it at the beginning of the school year, and we'll be expecting it, whether there's an application available or not. And what I can do is shoot an email out to the middle and high schools in the next few days and tell them to be expecting information about, you know, this is happening again this year, because we did it last year. We sent the information out.
Awesome.
So we can do that again and just have them get ready to expect it.
Okay. That would be wonderful.
And they're good about doing as many things as they can. It's just you get a better response the more prepared we can make them. So.
We did have some emails from a few of the teachers already asking if we're repeating, and we've had some students ask, so hopefully, and we had told them
the best way of doing it sometimes is
just word of mouth building.
Well, and with the kids, you know, when they know about it, you know, they demand
it. Yeah, once you get going, we had that experience with the scholarships with the Salon Group. Once it starts repeating, they're very well aware of it.
And they're on task.
But you'll find one school will respond much better than some of the others, but that's just how it goes. Okay. Anything else we want to talk about as far as grants?
Nothing else for grants.
Talk about, say, current balance in the grant funds is just over $4,400. Do we have any new business?
You have your...
Miriam, I want to talk about this. Is this a good time to do it? Because we would love for you all to spread it to your organizations. And I don't know, help me and interrupt me. George Albright's office learned of a program in Polk County. And they've been doing it for 7 years. This came about right as the tax levy for art in the schools was defeated. That wasn't why they did it, but it was perfect timing. So this program is every fifth grader in the schools, if the art teachers want to, create a kid's art tag. And then they sell it in the schools, and for every tag sold in the school, the art program gets $8 of it. And then Jenkins Auto.
Basically, just to the parents of the fifth graders.
Right, it's just marketed to them.
It's not a school-wide fundraiser. The parents are just given the opportunity to purchase.
To go online and
buy. At a reduced price.
And they get two of these little license fobs. And Jenkins Auto Group gave $10,000, and FAFO gave them $1,000. And at the school board meeting last night, they presented a check to Public Ed Foundation for
$13,481, something like that.
That will go to the art departments in all the schools of the teachers who participated. And the way they're going to distribute the money is per capita, the number of students that are in the school. Now what happens, and the reason we would like your help, is... winners were selected, like FAFO picked, we picked this, so this is the FAFO plate. So we're going to try to sell this to all our board members to put on the front of their car. Superintendent had an award.
Jenkins.
He got the first pick of the tags for $10,000. the sheriff gave an award, tax collector gave an award, they're award-winning ones, and these are on the tax collector website. And you can order this packet, and it's $28, but 14 of them goes right to Public Ed Foundation to go into the art departments of the public schools, and they're really cool. If you go on their website and look, and we have a link, like if you could put it on the MCA website, and it just says Kids Tag Art. They're going to do it year after year, and Polk County now they've raised over $100,000 for art in the schools, which we so need here because we don't have any art.
It is earmarked specifically for art. It can't be used for...
So where do you find the information about
the tax collector's website.
Yes, and I can give it to Melissa to send out to all of us, but it is, and there's going to be an awards program the end of this month. each school, the way it started was, each school sent, they kind of had school-wide winners, and those five were sent, and then there were two winners per school, and those children are going to get certificates at the Appleton and a pass to the Appleton and recognized.
There were awards of distinction, which went to two.
Yeah, and I guess all of those are on the website now, the volunteers.
Yes, I think they are.
And they are so cool.
The two per school, and then from those awards of distinction, these awards were chosen.
So there are probably 40 license plates. They'll be on display around town, too. So I'll give Melissa the website.
I've never even heard of this.
I know. Well, it's the first year, and
it was an absolute phenomenal project.
It was.
When they brought it to me, it was kind of like answers to my prayers, because two of my main goals for the art and music programs, or the art programs, arts programs in the schools, was to help with the funding, and because that's what the teachers said they definitely needed. I asked them, you know, what can I do to help? And that was one of the things, was funding. And I'm talking about funding for supplies. Mm-hmm. Art is, that's all consumable. And that was a definite need. And then the other was to connect the community to the schools. I mean, I'm just like amazed daily at what I'm finding out about Marion County, and I've lived here for 30 years, the different entities of and cultural opportunities for everyone, not just our students. But if we can bring all of that together and work together, I mean, mm-hmm. how much stronger and how much better we're going to be. And so that was one of my goals, was to get the schools out into the community, to join with the community, and do what we can together. And it's just like
it's fun.
I get so excited that I can't contain myself at times.
If you see George Albright or Corey Poole, thank them. Yes. George Albright's staff has done.
They were
amazing.
You
can't even tell you the hours they must have
teachers.
Spent on this.
The teachers had, there was no cost to the schools, no cost whatsoever to the schools to do this program. Mm. And they handed packets to them, mm-hmm. ready mm-hmm. to, in other words, all they had to do was open the packets, hand the paper out to the students. They even provided
markers.
Now, a lot of them chose to use crayons, but that was up to the teacher. You know, or paint, or whatever they could use whatever medium they wanted, but they did provide markers if they wanted to use it. So there was no cost whatsoever. It was just what I dream about, and don't get.
he obviously pledged hundreds of man hours staff to do
and
this.
Anything that we needed. And in other words, if questions. Problems with anything, they were right there to take care of it. They were absolutely phenomenal, and they're very much committed to the project.
So it'll go on every year. So what they say in Polk County is, like, when the kids are in first and second grade, they're like practicing so that when they get to fifth grade, they'll be all ready to do their life. And I just think how cool to have cars with bright things on the front of their car, and the kids see, maybe their plate when somebody drives mm-hmm. by. So we will send
that
you
is
the
cool.
information.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. cool. Well, and I'll post it on Facebook, and we'll link it everywhere
I'll make
that
sure
we can.
If you send me the stuff, I'll mm-hmm. put it on MCA, and we'll do it on our website.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And tell your board, I'm gonna sort of twist my board's arm to buy her.
Oh, so now I have to twist it. Okay.
Did
you hear that, Mary?
That's right, Mary. I'm listening. I have a license plate. And then on the back, you've got to have the arts license plate. And then you're good to go.
Then you're good.
I don't know. I'm art on the front. I might have to have horses on the back.
There are horses on me. Some of the kids drew horses.
There's some horses. But
I can't believe my horse fever. Remember the original horse fever? We had license plates. The original horse fever. My original license plate finally
fell apart.
Crapped out. I was so sad. Now it's hanging in my garage.
See, that's just the front and the back. We need to figure out a way to monetize the sides of all the cars.
That's right.
Good point.
I have them wrapped.
Okay, does anybody have anything else to add?
I did bring in, I've given this to a few folks, but there is, to my knowledge, it's the first one we've had in Ocala, at least for quite a long time. Maybe this is the first ever, but we've got a one-night-only pop-up show, and I've brought a couple different size flyers just to pass along. It's out at the Interstate Commerce Center, which is by E1. And it's primarily, I think, the artist from Gallery East.
Gallery East.
And it's an Edgar Allan Poe theme. And they have live music. And Ravenwood Wines is sponsoring the beverages. And there'll be hors d'oeuvres and I think an ice sculpture. And I just think it's very cool and contemporary and plan to go support it.
I think it's one of many to follow.
Yeah, I heard rumors it's going to be a series. I'd love to try to find a venue downtown, maybe one of the empty buildings.
We can do it at a theater.
Mm-hmm. So pop-up meeting, one night only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one night only. Why couldn't we do one at MCA?
One night only, yeah. In and out.
I think it's a great theme. There's been a big response on Facebook. I put it on the Art Walks website and on mine. And
she's really worked hard to pull this together.
Yeah. So. I can. What I'll do is I'll forward the digital image to everybody. Yeah. And then we can. You can pass the word.
All right. Anything else? All right. We're going to call the meeting to close. Anyone would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Any second.
When's our next meeting?
Next month.
February 6th.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Any opposed?
February 6th.
If anybody has any places that they could put out audition notice for our performance class, it's called Prince Charmless. Prince Charmless wants to be a chef and not rescue damsels in distress.
No. I'll put one in the gallery.
But I love the design. John did a great job with it. It's an after school. Not yet. It just got it today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's to be a chef.
Oh, and also I mentioned OMAC in our presentation last night to the school board as a sponsor